We trick ourselves into thinking, okay, once it's perfect, then I'll put it out into the world. Once it's perfect, then I'll tell people I'm working on it. Once it's perfect, then it will make an impact. Perfectionism will absolutely derail you if you are someone who wants to create an online course.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
My life has been forever transformed by this one thing on the internet. And that one thing is digital courses. When I think about how my journey has changed, shifted, evolved, and exploded, most of that growth was experienced through one medium, both as a student, but also as a teacher. Digital courses literally changed the trajectory of my life and my career, and they also helped amplify the ability to make a greater impact. In today's episode, I'm going to unpack what no one is telling you about digital courses. As someone who has created digital courses over the last 8 years, sold multiple millions of dollars in online courses, all from the comfort of my home, I want to walk you through the things that you maybe have not yet considered when it comes to digital courses, both as a student and as a teacher. Without further ado, let's dive on in and talk about what no one is telling you about online courses. Are you ready? I hope so. When it comes to running a thriving business, nothing matters more than generating revenue. I mean, money talks, right? But salespeople aren't just closing deals. They're tracking down leads, they're forecasting growth, whipping up reports, managing contacts, creating content, crunching numbers. The list goes on and on and on. With the holidays around the corner, there's a better way to close deals. It all starts with the new HubSpot Sales Hub. With HubSpot Sales Hub, your data, tools, and teams are fully linked inside a smart and highly customizable platform that feels good to use. You can turn prospects into customers all in one place. Plus, sequences and smooth workflows help reps streamline tasks and spend more time on what they do best, which is connecting with your customers. With Sales Hub, closing deals is no big deal. Try it for yourself at hubspot.com/sales. That's hubspot.com/sales. This episode is sponsored by The League, a dating app designed for goal-oriented singles. Download The League app today and message hashtag goalmate in your in-app concierge to skip the wait and graduate to the dating app with higher standards. Before I dive into what no one is telling you about online courses, I wanted to share a little bit about my own journey in the online course world. So back in 2015, I was a few years into my entrepreneurial journey as a wedding photographer. I was shooting weddings, my business was exploding, I was starting to get awards, and I had hit that elusive six-figure goal. And when I hit that goal, I had this kind of wake-up call, this moment where it didn't feel like I thought it would, like I imagined six figures feeling. Now, it was an amazing accomplishment, one that I had worked so hard to reach. But when I reached that accomplishment, what I found was that I was really burnt out and exhausted. And I couldn't imagine myself doing the same thing for the next decade, let alone multiple decades until the age of retirement. That was when I had a big wake-up call. I tell this story in my book, but I remember the day I hit six figures and I checked in with myself because I was feeling this nagging feeling of this doesn't feel like I thought it would. And so like any entrepreneur would do, I sat down with some spreadsheets. Nerdy, right? I remember my husband Drew got home from work. At the time, he was selling wine in different grocery stores, and he sat down at this little farmhouse table that we had in our home in Wisconsin that overlooked this cornfield. And I said, I never thought I'd be saying this, but I'm about to say three important words to you. I said, screw six figures. And Drew kind of looked at me and I said, I was so much happier when I made $50,000 a year. I had time. I had a life. This isn't what I thought it would be. Can I go back to that? And it was so interesting because I had imagined this scenario run out in my head so many different times. But what Drew looked like was relieved. He looked like he was about to get his wife back. And I will never forget that day because he said, absolutely, let's do it. And so as a wedding photographer, I was able to kind of plan my life out 1 year in advance, which is both a blessing and a curse. But I said, next year, I'm going to only shoot half of the amount of weddings. I want to have weekends with my family. I want to have weekends with you. I want to experience summer that is so fleeting in the Midwest. And so that year, I cut back to $50,000 a year. Now, why does this all matter? And what does it have to do with online courses? Well, when I finally claimed time is my currency, I suddenly had both time and energy to learn, to explore new things, to check out new passions. And in that newfound time that I had, because again, I was claiming time as my currency, I found my first digital course. Now, I'll never forget, I saw this link on Instagram and someone said, you know, sign up for a free coaching call. And I knew who this person was. He was the husband to one of my friends who is also a photographer. And I was like, interesting. I've never had a business coach. Maybe I'll try this out. So I sign up for a free coaching call. Well, on this coaching call, we talked through a lot of different things with my business. But at the very end, this person tried to sell me an online course. Now, this was the first I had ever been exposed to online courses. This was the first I had ever really heard of them, but I was fascinated by it. Not by the content inside of his course, but by the fact that he was able to create something once, sell it to many, make a greater impact, and teach people his system. And so on the call, he asked if I wanted to sign up for his course. And I said, I will consider signing up if you do one thing. And he said, what's that? I said, if you teach me how you created this. I didn't even really care about the content inside of the course. I just wanted to understand how he created the course itself, right? So this person said, yes, I'll do that, because we got 3 one-on-one coaching calls as a part of buying his course. And I said, in those one-on-one coaching calls, I don't even want to talk about your content. I want to know exactly how to do this. So that was my journey in dipping my toes in the water. Now, here's something super interesting that I want you to hear. In the year that I was cutting back to $50,000 a year and claiming time as my currency, I ended up making 7 figures. That's over $1 million. That was not planned. That was not on my vision board. But when I started to understand this online course world and understand that I could both do and pursue the thing that I loved while also teaching people and helping them on their own path, I was able to exponentially grow my business without the overwhelm and burnout that I had experienced as a service-based business owner. Now, maybe you're thinking, wait, back up. How did all this happen? Well, I took that online course and I learned how to create an online course. And I had been doing peer-to-peer mentorship behind the scenes. It was kind of rare that someone who had no experience in the photography world was able to start a photography business and scale it to 6 figures in 3 years flat. And people had started to pay attention. In the off season, I had opened up peer-to-peer mentorship opportunities where people would drive to our tiny condo in a town called Johnson Creek, Wisconsin, and they would sit at my table and I would walk them through exactly how I was able to do what I had done. And so I had all of this experience one-on-one coaching people, but with that experience, I had started to notice trends in the questions they were asking, in the resources they needed, in the templates they were wanting. And so I took all of that and created my first online course. Now, over the last 8 years, I have sold millions of dollars in online courses. I have scaled my business to heights that I didn't even know were possible. And I've also been fortunate enough to teach tens of thousands of students. Maybe you've even been one of them. So I wanted to set the stage as to what my own online course journey looked like so that you can listen to what I'm about to tell you through the lens of someone with experience who understands the importance of this digital course world. So the first thing that I want for you to know, because I know you're probably thinking about it, is you do not have to start super fancy. Our tendency is to get things right from the very beginning, right? When we announce something new, when we're working on a new project, we want things to be perfect. And I truly believe that perfectionism is procrastination cloaked in a pretty robe. We trick ourselves into thinking, okay, once it's perfect, then I'll put it out into the world. Once it's perfect, then I'll tell people I'm working on it. Once it's perfect, then it will make an impact. Perfectionism will absolutely derail you if you are someone who wants to create an online course.
You can absolutely start simple and get fancy later, as my friend Amy Porterfield says. Let me tell you about my first program. So I looked up some of the data because I wanted to give you the exact numbers and how it worked. So at the time when I first launched my course, I had learned the importance of email marketing. If you listen to this show, you will know that I've recorded countless episodes on the topic of email marketing. And this online course creator who I had hired to teach me how to create courses, and I had purchased his course, had talked to me about the importance of an email list. I'll never forget, on our first call, he said, "Jenna, how big is your list?" And I said, "What list? My to-do list? It's super long." And he was not talking about my to-do list. He was talking about my email list, which meant that I got started growing an email list. So at the time of my first launch, I had 841 people on my email list. The price of the course was $1,500, which is hilarious because I don't even have a course that costs that much to this day. I did over $35,000 in sales on my first course launch with zero paid ads. And this all happened back in 2015. So I took this information and this knowledge and know-how, and I created my first course. Now, let me tell you, I am not someone who would consider myself tech savvy. In fact, setting up to record this podcast episode took me quite some time because I had to figure out some new technology we're using. So I'm not tech savvy. When I created my first online course, I didn't know how to record video. I didn't know how to create the slides. I definitely did not know how to record me reading slides. And so my first course was audio only, which is actually hilarious because this is before I had this podcast. I will never forget sitting in my bed with my computer in front of me with notes, reading into a microphone. It was literally MP3s. And I was able to charge $1,500 because I was teaching people my system and offering my coaching. So I want for you to hear this loud and clear. It is not about the method. It is about the message and the outcomes that you can deliver in your online course. So if you are someone who is used to being a perfectionist, who wants everything to be absolutely beautiful, do not let that be your form of procrastination of getting a course out into the world and making a difference. You can absolutely start simple. Now, what's interesting about this is when I look at my online courses today, they look drastically different. But this is coming from someone who has been doing these for over 8 years. I have improved over time, as have my online courses, just like anything you do. I am a mom to some young kids, and I'm teaching them. Practice is just going to propel you forward. It doesn't make perfect because perfect doesn't exist, but let practice propel you forward. When I look at my first course to my courses today, they look different, but guess what? The same heartbeat is underneath them, the heartbeat that wants people to get results. And so when you start to think about creating an online course, maybe you are where I was when I bought my first course and just wanted somebody to walk me through the steps of how do I do this thing? I know I have something to share. I know I want to share it, and I know I want to make a difference, but I don't even know where to begin. If you're like me, keep on listening. Now, the next thing that people don't tell you about online courses is that you can update them anytime. So I feel like we have this fear of when we create something that we want it to be perfect from the jump. We have this fear of like, okay, I have to put it out there. It has to be fully complete. It has to be perfectly done. But what's amazing about online courses is you can always iterate, expand, and evolve them. And that is exactly what I've been able to do. I've been able to create the course, get it off the ground, get the feedback, get the testimonials, learn more, make them better, make them better, make them better, make them better. Literally every single quarter, I'm updating an online course of mine. And so I want for you to know that it is not set in stone. It is very easy to edit and change and add to your online course. And so if you're thinking about creating one and you're like, okay, I need to know steps A through Z, that's absolutely not true. If you could get someone from steps A to C, you would already be improving their life, saving them time, saving them frustration, money, stress, energy. That is a win. And so what I love about the online course world is that as you teach, you learn. And that is something that is so huge. And so if you're thinking about creating an online course, I want for you to know that your course will evolve with you. And if you're somebody who truly cares about getting people results, that is the most beautiful way to approach it. And it also gives you this relief of like, I don't have to get it perfectly right from the jump. If you love Gold Digger, you will love Business Made Simple, hosted by Donald Miller, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. Business Made Simple takes the mystery out of growing your business. This summer, Donald hosted a Double Your Revenue Challenge where he gives you one simple thing each day to increase your revenue. You can start it at any time, and by the end of 2 weeks, you'll be positioned to dramatically increase your revenue by the end of the year. Listen to Business Made Simple wherever you get your podcasts and start taking action to double your revenue today. If you listen to Gold Digger, I know you're success-oriented, driven, and motivated to dig your biggest goals. And now it is time for you to meet your match with a partner who is just as ambitious as you are. The League is a dating app designed for goal-oriented singles who refuse to settle, who are looking for someone who shares their ambition and will challenge them to dream even bigger. Like if I was single, the League is definitely where I would go to meet my match. This is how you know the dating pool will be up to your gold standard. You must apply to the League. If accepted, you'll join a community full of driven, independent, career-focused singles with high standards, big goals, and a desire to meet their equal. The League is for gold diggers from all backgrounds to find a partner who has a mission, vision, and purpose for their life and digs your goals too, but not your gold. So calling all single gold diggers, if you want to meet your equal, your soulmate, and your goalmate, download the League app today and message hashtag goalmate to your in-app concierge to skip the wait and graduate to the dating app with higher standards. So the next thing you might be thinking is, well, can't somebody just Google it? Like, I know something, I know it could help people, but obviously they can just go out and Google it or read a book or listen to a podcast or watch a YouTube. And the answer is yes, but when you create an online course, you are creating a means to save people time. They are paying for the convenience of having a laid out system step by step. Most information out there is available on the internet, but what I found, especially for myself, is that when I tell myself, okay, I'm going to learn this on my own, I'll figure it out on my own, I'll piecemeal my plan together. One, I don't do it because there's no skin in the game. There's no urgency around it. But two, a lot of times I will waste time doing the wrong thing and then have to circle back and pay more to learn it the right way. It's kind of like, it reminds me of when you get your hair colored, like let's say you want to box dye your hair and you're like, I don't need to go sit at a salon. I can just do it myself. Well, then you ruin your hair and now all of a sudden you're paying even more at a salon to get it first fixed and corrected, and then colored the way you wanted it in the first place. You can save yourself so much time, energy, frustration, and money by both creating and taking online courses. And so you're essentially paying for convenience, but you're also paying for a proven system. Someone that is teaching an online course that has a history in success and positive outcomes, you are getting that packaged up together to save you so much time. I, to this day, have taken so many online courses, anything from business and marketing to, I was just watching an online course about Instagram stories the other day. I've taken courses in feeding my babies, in speech for toddlers, sleep training babies. Like, you asked me if I've taken a course in it. The answer is probably yes, but that is because I value my time so much that I'm willing to invest money to save myself time. And I think that if you hit a certain stage in your life where time is your currency, you are willing to trade your dollars to save yourself so much time. The next thing I want you to hear that nobody really talks about is that you don't have to be a total expert. You just have to be one step ahead of someone else and able to save them time, make them money, or entertain them. That's it. I think a lot of times we're like, okay, well, everyone's waiting for this massive transformation. Let me get this massive transformation. And by the time you go to reveal exactly how you got that massive transformation, you are now unrelatable to the people that you could have helped the most. When you recognize that you do not have to be a total expert in all things, but you just have to be one or two steps ahead of the people that you want to help, that will change the way that you look at this. You are most equipped to help the person you once were. So when you think about the things that you have overcome, the things you have achieved, the things you have learned, the lessons that life has taught you, think about how you can take all that information that you have and help other people. You are most equipped to help the person you once were. So you don't have to be a total expert in all things. You just have to understand how to get yourself or someone else a result in a way that you can systemize and then sell.
The next thing that nobody's talking about, and I want to talk about a little bit, is that you can't just launch an online course or program once and expect to hit a home run. Every single launch you do is a learning experience, and it will actually help you learn about yourself, learn about your offer, grow your email list, widen your reach, and refine what it is that you're selling. Okay, so let me tell you this story. So my best selling course is called The List to Launch Lab. It is my email list building course. And as I stated before, I learned the importance of starting an email list back when I hired that first online coach. And I saw that there was a huge gap in the marketplace. And so many people in my industry had no idea what an email list was, why they needed one, how they would use it, and how it would impact their business. And so I set out to create an email list building course. Well, I was so passionate about the topic. I still am to this day, many, many, many years later. But I also knew that this was a topic that my industry, the creative industry, hadn't really heard much about. So when I did my first launch, it was the worst launch I had ever done. It was still very successful by many standards. However, it was the worst personal launch I had ever done. And guess how I felt? I was thrilled. I was thrilled that even one person started to understand why an email list was important. And I knew that if I continued to talk about this topic for years and years and years, which is exactly what I've done, that I could impact more and more and more people. We now have over 7,000 students who have taken that program. But at the time, it was a brand new topic. And I knew with conviction that this was a topic that I would stand on a hill and shout about. I love email list building and I will not stop talking about it. And so what if I did that course launch and I was like, that was a flop. I better stay in my lane, only teach Instagram. This doesn't work. No. Every time you launch, you get so much insight. You get so much information and you get to share your message. Just because someone doesn't buy the first time doesn't mean that they won't become a customer or a client later on. And so you want to pick something that you will talk about for at least a year, if not longer, and you will continue to share about it even when you are not selling anything. I still, to this day, have many podcast episodes go out about email list building because it is one of my number one passions. It's something that I want to scream from the rooftops for entrepreneurs. And so now that has become my most successful course. But was it that way from the start? Absolutely not. And so you cannot launch once and expect to hit a home run. Think of launching as you are constantly putting seeds in the ground, and the seeds might not reap a harvest today or tomorrow, but maybe they will 6 months from now or a year from now. Every time you are talking about the thing, you are given this chance to educate people on the thing and help them understand the what and the why so that maybe eventually they will buy the how from you, which is your program. The next thing I want to talk about is that there will be other courses out there on the same topic that you're teaching on. Now take this as a proof of concept, not as a reason to not create it. I will bet you any topic you can think of, you can go onto Google right now and type in the topic and then put in the word course, and you will find online courses on that topic. Do not think for a single minute that just because there are 1, 10, 100, or 1,000 other courses on the same topic that you cannot teach it. People want to know your system. They want to learn from you. They are watching you get results and they want to know exactly how you're getting them. And so look at this as a proof of concept that someone out there has a similar idea. They're not doing it in the way you can do it. And they've probably found success, which means that you will likely also find success. Something that I love is that I teach a course on email list building, and my best friend, Amy Porterfield, also teaches a course on email list building. And guess what? Both of us are doing amazing. And guess what? We are both confident and capable enough to understand that our teaching styles might fit or resonate differently with different people. And so do not trick yourself into thinking just because one person is doing it, or 10 people or 1,000 people are doing it, that you cannot do that. Let it challenge you to do it in the way that only you can. The next thing that no one tells you about online courses is that it doesn't have to be a solo journey. So back in 2015, when I was creating my own online course, I genuinely knew zero online course creators. I will never forget the day where I called my mom, who has been a nursing instructor for decades, literally since I was a baby. And I told her, "Mom, I'm going to teach a course." Now, this is a collegiate teacher. And she is saying to me, Jenna, do you know how to teach? I said, well, that's a really great question, but I'm going to learn how to do it and I'm going to do it well. And so when I think about how I had to embark on this journey, I did not have support. I did not have a community. I did not have peers that understood it. I was not a pioneer by any means, but I was early on in adopting this whole idea and this notion that is now blowing up. But I want for you to know that creating an online course does not have to be a solo journey. You can now have a community of other course creators. I think it is an incredible thing to be able to walk through this journey with other people, whether they're teaching on a similar topic or something absolutely different. And so nowadays, it is a much more common thing to create an online course. There are communities out there waiting to support you on this journey. And I just love that because I think anything done in isolation only brings up loneliness, insecurities, imposter syndrome. And so when you're around other people who get it, who are trying to do something similar, it is so much more joyful. The pursuit has so much more purpose. It's so wild now because when I think about my own journey, I text Amy every single day. Just today alone, we have texted each other 10 times. It is 12:37 p.m. We are constantly in touch. And it's often interesting to me because I feel like I have a partner in this business world. I feel like I have someone who gets it, who understands me, what I do. She knows my business. She knows what I'm working on. And so I will never go it alone again in entrepreneurship, in any aspect of it, because there's so much richness to be shared when you do it with other people.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply.
The last thing that I want to share that no one's talking about when it comes to online course creation is just how much money you can make. So my friend Amy did a recent podcast episode about what your digital course profit potential could be.
And here's what she said in that episode. So she said, so let's say you have a good monthly goal of making $1,000 extra a month. Like, imagine what that would look like for you. If you just had $1,000 extra per month, how would your life change? So she says, especially if you're in a 9-to-5 job still, $1,000 a month outside of your job is a lot of money. So she teaches different methods of creating online courses. So she says, so you can launch a starter course with a price tag of $100. You only need to enroll 10 people per month. That's just 10 people per month to make an extra $1,000. Now, the great thing about digital courses is that, of course, you are going to spend some money to get them created. But once you continue to launch them over and over again, you're not putting up those initial expenses. So the profit gets bigger and bigger as you go. I love this because for me, I've shared before in this episode, I've earned millions of dollars through online courses. It has changed my life. It has changed my business. It has changed the way that I impact. It has changed my family's lives. Like, it has absolutely transformed my life. And keep in mind, I started back in 2015. The first launch I ever did was $35,000. This is someone who worked a very challenging corporate job earning $55,000 a year. So the fact that I was able to earn $35,000 with no ads and 841 people on my email list should show you what is possible. I will never stop talking about digital courses, whether it's teaching them or learning from them, because they have absolutely changed my life. I hope that today's episode inspires you to think about what you could teach and how you could teach it and what that could look like for you, whether you're thinking more about the earning potential, or you're thinking about the freedom it could get, or you're thinking about the time you could get back, or you're thinking of the impact you can make. There are so many reasons that you should absolutely consider creating your own online digital course. It has absolutely changed my life, and I am just so excited to talk more and more about online courses in the upcoming episodes. I hope today's episode served you. I hope you leave feeling so inspired. I hope you leave dreaming a little bit bigger. And of course, until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.